Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hope I'm not breaking any news here, but word on the street is that Dana's about to get a new dog.
Oh, no! Stop!
Wait.
We are not. I hate you. You are in trouble.
What is that animal's name?
I told you that was not for air. No.
Not yet.
Are you investing in diapers already?
No.
Dan.
Well, I remember the other one.
You know, we all have these conversations ongoing about, you know, maybe someday is all.
No, we don't.
No, not very often.
I mean, you've got Barb.
That's what Scott was saying several months ago. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, and you know what? I realized my heart was ready.
Yeah.
And I took in Sweet Lizzie.
It took you a while. Why can't you bring her in? Is she not calmed down yet?
Oh, she's very calm. I thought we had a new policy here at the radio station where you're not allowed to bring your dog into work.
The policy doesn't really apply to us.
Yes, it does.
The studio carpet is still dry.
If I remember correctly, the only reason the policy was enacted was because of you.
I believe that is correct.
Details. How's she doing? She's assimilated and all those things?
Look at that deflection.
Man, no, I'm not deflecting.
Right into right field.
So what kind of a dog is it,
no,
Dana?
We are not having this conversation.
Super cute.
Oh, my God. But she's so cute. No, we're just...
What's the name?
No. We're not talking about it. You're going to jinx it.
Is it a regular dog or is it one of these little
You can't
little
jinx getting
dogs.
A dog.
You cannot. Just don't jinx it. I'm trying...
It's a very cute dog.
I'm trying to be very deliberate here.
That is a great question from Dan. Is it a full-size dog?
No, it's a small dog.
No, it's somebody that needs a home. And, you know, we just had the discussion. Oh. We're just talking about it.
You're going to be a foster mom.
We're just talking. Isn't Jamie doing that for real?
She's been doing that for a couple of dogs now. Yeah.
Johnny may be putting his foot down, though.
He hasn't said, well, he hasn't, like, firmly said no.
Well, he hasn't said yes.
You know what you're going to need to do?
What?
Is cut out a small little gate in your new fence.
Yeah.
So the dog can go back and forth onto the new play area next door. That's what we're going to do.
Poop on it.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you don't even have a fence. Are you going to walk this thing every day?
Yes. It's a very walk-friendly neighborhood.
Or is it a dog that's small enough that you can just put a litter box in the house?
No,
It's a tiny little dog.
I am never telling you anything again. I hate you right now.
No, you don't.
You're going to get me in trouble.
With whom?
We're not supposed to be talking about this. The kids do know. Like, the kids have seen a photo.
With whom would you get in trouble?
Oh, I'm trying to be very, very, you know, careful with how we go about this.
No,
but you've already
put it on
the internet.
Like a wrecking ball.
What she's saying is, let me translate Dana Ease. When she says, we're trying to be very delicate about this. What she's saying is,
delicate here.
I haven't convinced Johnny yet that we're getting a dog, but I really want to.
Right.
When she says, you're going to get me in trouble, it's not with the prospective dog, the current dog owner, who would say, oh, I can't give a dog to somebody who brags about getting a dog on the radio before they ever got one. What she's saying is, with you're going to get me in trouble, is at 6:06 when she gets home, Johnny's going to be like, I told you, we're not getting a dog. I don't know how to figure
out. No, he has not said it in that specific specifically in that, you know how sometimes you just gotta
finesse it.
Just gotta, you know, give it some time.
You gotta massage.
Yes.
She hasn't come up with the argument yet of how she's going to convince him to take on the responsibility of taking care of the dog.
That's correct. What he
know, we're
needs,
traveling in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's a terrible time to get a dog.
Well, where are you going?
We're going to see my mom and dad.
When?
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's been on the calendar for 6 months. Don't you look at me like that.
6 days, but you're right.
No! I'm leaving. I'm having a very terrible, no good, bad day right now.
Why? What?
Getting the stink eye from you. You just ruined my very... I've got a plan here. Get out of my plan.
What's the plan?
I've just got to very carefully do this.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to figure out... Here's what your plan needs to be.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to convince Johnny, even if it's a lie, that you will take the lion's share of the dog care requirements.
Yes.
The going to get the food, buying the food.
Yeah, because I'm home. I'm the one that's home.
Walking the dog.
Yeah.
None of this, hey, when you get home at 4, like let's say, I know Johnny works early and gets off earlier in the afternoon.
Yeah, you walk the dog. I will do all of it.
And if he says, do you need me to walk the dog? The answer is
no. I have done that.
I've got this.
Taking care of the puppy pads that you put down all over the house.
Diapers.
See, the problem is, though, and we've met Johnny, we love Johnny, he's not going to buy that for half a second.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, he sees you coming.
This is why I don't want to talk about this right now. I've got to just, you know... Give him some time to get used to the idea.
You need to cook him dinner first.
You know, sometimes no does not mean no. It means,
always means no.
Well, in that context. But when it comes to something like this, you know, it wasn't a hard no.
You're just going
to
apply slow drops of water to his forehead until he gives in?
I'm trying to waterboard him in a very particular way here.
Except the dog.
Is he going to wake up like Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers where he's all four limbs are tied to the bed?
I wonder where the key is. Maybe the dog has it.
Well, just stop talking about it.
Let me ask
you
this.
You're going to jinx this for me.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So Stella died last summer, a year ago this past summer.
Yeah.
And it took me about a year until I was ready to welcome a dog back into the home.
Yes.
And man, I'm telling you, people need to hire me to pick their next dog.
Yep.
Because I always get good ones.
Yeah, you do.
Always get good ones. And Lizzie couldn't be better. I mean, she's a great dog. I love that stupid dog.
Yeah.
But you already have two cats. Why do you need a dog?
Well.
Or why would you want a dog?
Oh, she's so cute.
She is cute.
You know, I just think it would be nice. Have something to take on a walk every day?
Train your cat.
Take Johnny on a walk.
Okay. You know what?
You could take yourself on a walk.
You know, we almost did today. We thought about it. He's so sick. Tomorrow. We're going to walk tomorrow. It's a big walking neighborhood. Everybody walks. I'm in. I'm going to walk.
Most neighborhoods are.
Yeah. I'm going to walk. You walk every day with your dog.
Every single... I have not gone a day without walking that dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for my mental health.
And it's also been a significant amount of time since my dog got horribly sick and I had to do that thing that we don't talk about where I went into the place that we don't talk about and they asked me if I wanted a receipt after they did the thing that we don't talk about.
When you had to put Odie down and you called me.
It was horrible.
You called me on the phone bawling.
It was horrible.
And you know what? As painful as that day was for you, it was an eye-opening day for me and I felt terrible for you. But you called me, if you'll remember, this was last year, and you were crying. You were sobbing.
Was this person on the text?
What?
It was terrible.
And you said, promise me, because you knew Stella was sick.
Yep.
And she didn't have long for this world. And you said, promise me you'll call that Lap of Love company and put Stella down in your house.
Home. Yep.
And I said, well, you know, blah, and you go, no, promise me. Promise me. And
would you like a receipt?
You know why? It was completely selfish for reasons that, and I don't even have to tell Sam this. I knew if you had done it the way I did, as compassionate as they were, and fiscally responsible, would you like a receipt? That it would have destroyed you to do it that way.
Well, it destroyed
me
anyway.
I know. And then we, Sam, would have to deal with the fallout of that destruction.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't do that to me on top of already dealing with this.
I appreciate you protecting me. I would also like to protect Johnny's free time. Don't get the dog.
Oh, don't say that. You've got Barb.
Yeah, and I walk her all the time.
That e-bike, right?
Yeah, that was
I'll
different.
Tell you this.
The e-bike tried to kill me.
Lizzie's become a full-time job. She I walk her once a day. We throw ball in the backyard at least two times before I even leave the house to come to work.
Okay.
From the text line, get a house plant first. If in a year that house plant is still alive, you can get the dog.
I kill ferns.
On purpose?
No.
My point exactly.
My mom's dead, by the way.
What?
If you don't want
How do
mums,
you kill a mom?
They're all dead. I don't know. I was going to bring them tomorrow as a joke and plant them in the potholes in the
In the driveway?
bring a little flare to our parking lot.
I tell you what, and I'm being serious. If those potholes, when I leave work every night, it's like Frogger getting out of here.
It's bad.
If those potholes are still here in the spring, I have a bag of unused potting mix at home. And I'm telling you right now, come April 1st, and this will be no April Fool's joke, I will bring in that bag of potting mix. I will go to Suburban Lawn and Garden. I will buy a bunch of flowers, and the four of us will go out there at noon one day, and we will plant flowers in the parking lot.
There's a lot of holes out there.
Well, pretty soon they're all just going to be one big hole.
Well, then I'll get extra potting mix.
They're getting closer.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. It's getting to a point where you can't drive around them. You have to straddle them.
Mm-hmm.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum. Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, Johnny. No means no, buddy.
Leave him alone.
Here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.